This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a flat start, but remember, there has been a bit of a disconnect between what the SGX Nifty is suggesting at the start of trade and what happens towards the end. If you remember yesterday, the SGX Nifty was suggesting a deep shade of red in line with what we saw across the rest of the global market, but we ultimately ended pretty strong when buying emerged in the second half of the trading session. So this morning, SGX Nifty is flat, but note the kind of strength that we saw on Wall Street yesterday when the key indices rallied close to about 1%. The US 10-year yield, however, is back above levels of 1.55%. Brent crude has risen closer to the $83 per barrel mark. The street fears rising crude prices will fuel inflationary expectations globally. For the Indian markets, I think, you know, that buy and dip strategy is very much intact. Corrections have been exceedingly shallow. A little bit of a correction has been used by, you know, participants to buy into the market, and I think now the Nifty will be eyeing that all-time high levels of 17,947. The good news is that Moody's has upgraded India's rating outlook to stable from negative. The FII sold in the cash market 1915 crore, but remember that includes a 2,700 crore of an ICICI Lombard block where AXA was the seller. So probably, the FIIs would have been buyers ex of that block deal. The DIIs bought a handsome 1,868 crore in the cash market. And also the business updates that we're getting in from the companies about Q2 appear to be fairly sanguine. So Godrej Consumer has indicated that the consolidated revenue growth will be seen in high single digits. India is doing very well, though they have seen some softness in the Indonesian business, but margins will contract. Marico too said that they're witnessing improved demand trends. India business growth is in their low 20s. The two-year volume CAGR is in double-digit growth. Bajaj Finance has reported new loan growth of 37% on a quarter-on-quarter basis and deposit growth of 2.5% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So there is an acceleration that you can see. Of RBL Bank, AU Small Finance Bank have also reported a Q2 update. You've got Force Motors, which has reported the production and the sales data for the month of September. The sales domestically are higher on a month-on-month basis. The exports, however, are lower month-on-month. Crude prices, as I said, is closer to that $83 per barrel mark. So oil marketing companies, paint companies should be on your radar as well. With that, I'm going to sign off. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.